Knives, machetes, saws, and shears. Multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Hey everybody, it is Monday, March 16th, and the world as we know it has changed. We have lockdowns going on with coronavirus, events are getting canceled, all kinds of things are happening, which leads me to today's episode on, you know, Monday motivation is what we're talking about here for the most part, but just physical nature. I'm certainly no expert on contagious disease. I don't want anyone to think that I'm giving advice or trying to give advice, but I do know that social distancing is probably exactly the right thing to be doing right now. So we're taking all kinds of precautions at the office. We're trying to do that in my family. We're trying to avoid places where a lot of people congregate. That's probably a very good idea. But also, you know, avoiding getting sick is one thing, but how about staying healthy? And staying healthy requires a number of things that we all know, but when stress happens and you know, something like this is going on, it's kind of easy to forget those things. And those things are obviously taking the right precautions, washing your hands, you know, avoiding people, social distancing, like everybody is saying. But what about, you know, getting the right amount of sleep and eating well and taking care of yourself and exercising? And that is super important for, you know, strengthening and maintaining your immune system. So I don't know, I'm not the person to give advice, but that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to continue to work out every day. I'm going to continue to get my exercise. I'm going to get fresh air. I'm going to sleep as well as I possibly can. And I'm going to get the right food that I can, you know, that's available to me. Those things, I think, are going to help me to strengthen and maintain my immune system. Right now, we have the 3,000 pull-up challenge going on. I updated the spreadsheet that's on the podcast just on my own and changed the equation so that instead of for 10,000 push-ups, it's for 3,000 pull-ups. And if you're not familiar with this challenge, the challenge is to do 3,000 pull-ups in a month. So this month has 31 days, so you have a little bit of extra time. It works out to about 100 pull-ups a day. I've been getting in more pull-ups on a lot of days and less pull-ups on other days, but for the most part, it's around 100 pull-ups. I'm a little bit ahead. I'm scheduled to finish on March 22nd right now. So I'm looking forward to that because I got to say, 100 pull-ups a day has, I'm holding up everywhere pretty well except for my elbows. I'm getting some pain in my elbows, so I'm looking forward to finishing this challenge. It's a lot. 100 pull-ups a day is a lot. I've done a lot of pull-ups, but to do them day after day after day after day like that without a break is tough. So I hope you're hanging in there. A lot of you are messaging on the Instagram accounts, putting it in your stories and stuff like that. That's awesome. I love to see you doing the pull-ups. But whether you're in the 3,000 pull-up challenge or you're like a lot of people found out about the 10,000 push-up challenge and are doing that, you know, a month later. That's awesome. Keep doing it. Whatever you're doing, you know, even if you go back to the 20 for 20 challenge, that was the first challenge we did this year. And that got a lot of people moving. 20 for 20 challenge was get 20 minutes of exercise 20 days in a row. So hopefully, you know, 20 days from now, we'll be getting back to normal a little bit. I have no idea what's going to happen with coronavirus, but I hope that, you know, at some point we got to start getting back to normal. I don't know how long that's going to take, but I plan on staying healthy throughout and exercising 20 minutes a day. Honestly, that's all you need really for general health and fitness. So that's a good goal. 20 minutes of exercise, try to do that 20 days in a row. And you can stay real healthy, I think. Match that with the social distancing and the hand washing and just being overly careful. And I think that, I don't know, it's a good, obviously good practices to be in. So anyway, the 3,000 pull-up challenge is happening. It's going along. I'm really happy to see people posting. If you're doing it, keep posting. I'll share it on my story as well. And then if you have any questions about it or any comments or want to talk about it, you can email podcast@saltwaterexperience.com. And love to hear where you are, how you're doing. Are your elbows sore? Because mine are. Other people have told me it's their shoulders on this one. But maybe it's your elbows like me, or maybe my elbows are just old. But anyway, 3,000 pull-ups. I'm at about 2,245, I think, this morning was my count. So making it. I'll get there. All right. Email podcast@saltwaterexperience.com. If you have anything to say, you can follow me at Tom_Roland. And I will see you soon. See ya.